Well, good morning, everybody. It's great to see you. If you're sitting by somebody, give them a high five. Say good morning. Just give them a good high five. And in case you didn't know, people are trying to find seats. We've got extra chairs here we can put in the middle if you need to. In fact, Emmanuel, we might need some more chairs to put in the middle at the back. Can you grab those? Great. So, in case you didn't realise, today is Easter Sunday. Did anybody remember that? Yeah. Everybody got that? Okay. So, for Christians, that is amazing. It's some of the best news that we have. You see, we love Jesus. And we're not ashamed to say we love Jesus. And the reason that four people are being baptised today on Easter Sunday is the fact that Jesus has changed their life forever. Something's happened in their life. They've been looking for an answer. They've tried many different things. A number of them have. But what they found is that Jesus is the answer. And that is really good news today. And I want to share where there's lots of bad news going on. We're watching the tellies. There's three seats over there. Where people are watching the news and seeing all bad news. We have today got what you call good news. Who likes good news? I want some good news. So let's read some good news from the scripture. Rose, can we put them up? This is found in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28. And the ladies have come on Easter Sunday morning to prepare Jesus, because they didn't have time to finish off his preparation when he died on the Friday. They come to the tomb. They're not expecting the tomb to be empty. And an angel comes to them. Wow, that's a bit scary, isn't it? Fancy being met by an angel. Maybe there's an angel sitting next to you. Have a look around. Maybe not. The angel said to the woman, let's read that together. What does the angel say? Do not be afraid. I think if an angel stood in front of me, I would be afraid. Do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. It's what the angel says. He's not here. You're looking in the wrong place, guys. He's not here because he has, what's the word?
Risen.
Sorry, I didn't quite get that. He has?
Risen.
Some of you younger kids, could you shout it out for me? He is? Oh, brilliant. Jesus has said, the angel said, just as Jesus has said, and he says, come and see the place where he lay. Not where he lies now, but where he lay. So, I'm going to ask you to stand with me. We're going to enjoy ourselves with some lively worship songs today, because we believe we're quite expressional here. We want you to join in with us and express yourselves. You can dance in church. This is a church you're allowed to dance. Even if you don't know how to dance, there's a dad dance that I do, which is like this. Okay, so if you don't know the words and you don't know what to do, just do this and we'll just know. So you just enjoy yourself today. But we're going to pray. Let's stand together. We really have some more people coming in. There's a few seats down the front. If you want to come down the front down here as well, that would be great. So why don't you join with me to pray? We're going to raise our hands to God the Father. This is what we do here. We believe that we can pray and speak to God at any time. That's what we're going to do. Father, we thank you so much that you love the world so much you gave your only Son, that whoever believes on him will not perish but have everlasting life. And that, Father, you gave your very best, the best gift you could for us. We don't deserve it. We can't earn it. But you chose to give us your best Son, your best gift, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, today, we want to say we love you. We're not ashamed to say that, because you've done everything for us. When we were helpless, you did it all. And so, Lord, today, you are risen. And we are so blessed and so pleased today. There is joy in our heart today. And we invite your Holy Spirit to come to every person in this room. We ask your Holy Spirit to move from seat to seat today. And as you do, you'll touch every life. So that not one person will leave this place today not knowing who God is and the presence of God. Lord, I pray for anyone today that's struggling, that's finding life hard. Father, I just ask that today you just minister to them in their deepest need as we're worshipping today. In that darkest place, in that place where there's fears and worries and concerns, we invite you, Holy Spirit, to come and just minister today so that every person will go out changed as they leave this place. So this pastor loves Jesus. We're going to talk about my best friend Jesus in a minute, if that's okay. But before we do, some of you, children, you're going to go now for half an hour. Then you're going to come back when we do the official baptisms. Yeah, so children, if you want to go out, you're welcome. You won't miss anything, so it's fine. Oh, I think I need to go and pour myself. So Abigail, where's Abigail? Oh, come on, Abigail, come and join me. Okay, test me without notes then.
Okay, hello. I've grown up in a Christian family, and basically ever since I was little, I did believe that, Jesus was my best friend. But when I was 10, I kind of realised that even though I believed it, I hadn't actually made that decision yet. And so I went to my parents and I got them to pray for me. And that's when I became a Christian. And now I want to be baptized because I want to strengthen my faith. And I think that I should follow in the example of Jesus, because Jesus was a living example of what we should be like. So now, by the grace of God, I am free.
Hey, free. Mark.
Good morning. My name is Mark. Before last year, I was in a dark place due to addiction. I hurt a lot of people. So my mother and my sister didn't give up. I went to a Christian community called Bethel. This is where I came to know Jesus. At Christmas time last year, I came home. This is where I became a member of this beautiful family, Oasis, who made me feel very welcome. I now have a purpose in life. And this is now I've made a decision to commit my life to Christ. That's it.
Thanks, mate. Well done. God is so good. Can I just say, as these ladies are coming up, that Jesus loves you exactly as you are, and he accepts you exactly as you are today. You don't have to change for him. You don't have to wait until you are a really good person and you've got your whole life sorted. Jesus says, you know what, I'll just take you as you are now. I love you this much. And today I want to say to you, just Jesus loves you this much and more. Sophie.
Hello, everyone. So, my testimony. My name's Sophie, and I was born on the 12th of June 2004. Before I was born, my mum and dad were married. However, after I was born, they split. When I was around 4 or 5, my dad took me away from my mum. And my sisters. For at least 3 weeks. In them 3 weeks, I felt very alone and I had seen so many things at that age I didn't really need to see. I was treated poorly. However, when them 3 weeks were up, I went back with my mum and stepdad at the time. My My stepdad at the time didn't really treat me nice either. This made it difficult for me over the years to trust in men. But when I came to this church, men were completely different, you know, to how I was grown up to believe. In 2017, my mum sat me down and told me that I had a benign brain tumour. Also, she told me that I had epilepsy, which hit me like a ton of bricks. And I think this is when I started to seek God. So this led me to giving my life to Jesus in January 2021. This has been amazing, and I've felt a lot of peace over my life since then. I am now free from both my brain tumour and my epilepsy after I had my operation on the 25th of May of 2021. This has made my faith stronger. If I didn't know God, I didn't think I would be here talking to you all today. I've struggled in the past with self-harm and a lot of mental issues as well. I tried to take my own life twice, but I know now he saved me, and I know I can turn to him in signs of struggling. This is why I'm here today, to get baptized, because I want to follow Jesus and I know him, and I know he is with me in every single situation. Since coming to this to the Oasis, I have gone from being very shy to becoming much more confident within myself. So I just would like to say a big thank you to Robin and Josh for being here for me and letting me work here at the church. You have all shown me much love and kindness. It's definitely brought me closer to God. I'm learning to hear from God, and when he is directing me to be also. And I feel like I've got a lot of confidence, especially getting involved with the church, such as being on the worship team. And that has definitely gave me a purpose. God bless you all.
Feel a bit teary after hers. Right, okay. So I'm here today to make a statement of commitment to you that I now put my whole trust, faith and belief in the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. Before I knew Jesus, I was lost. I was empty inside. Felt like there was just something missing in my life. I searched high and low for this something, in men mainly. I thought if I just had a husband and children, everything would just fall into place. But I just never felt right, so I would search again. I've come to understand the reason I felt so empty inside. I just didn't know Jesus. You see, I knew of him, of going to the C of E school and attending St. Stephen's growing up. As I look back now, I realise I was angry and hurt from something I just didn't understand and had no control over when I was young. So I rebelled a lot as a teenager, saying, I'm going to do this my way, it's my life, and I want to do it what I want. Just ask my mum. But something has changed. Now I have found him through the help of this church and some amazing people. Jesus has shown me the light, the truth, and saved me. My inner desires have changed. Before, I wanted material worldly goods, such as nice furniture, clothes, and other temporary items. I would look down my nose at people and thinking I was better than them. I no longer need these things or want to be that person. I just know that God is working on my heart and wants me to be kind, generous, helpful, and loving. I want to please him, as there is no one above him. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name.
Amen.
I now have a journey to walk and a lot of lessons to learn, but I'm not that empty, lost little girl no more. I know that what direction I'm heading in, there is a place waiting for me in heaven. I am a child of God, and Jesus loves me, and no one can take that away. I would like to say a big thank you to Ruth. I feel your kind words and listening ear over the last 5 years has helped me greatly on my way to becoming a Christian. To Sophie for bringing me into your world and showing me how amazing it can be. And to my family and friends for your support, it would have been harder without you. With an open heart and open hands, I come to say thank you, Father, for never giving up on me and for showing me Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. My Saviour, my God that sees me, may he bless you all and keep you safe from harm. Amen.
Amen. Amazing testimonies. You can argue whether Jesus exists. You can't argue with their testimony, because it's their testimony. You know, a God who is unique helps each of us who are unique to have a unique encounter with him, so we know he's real. Today, I'd like to talk to you about my friend. His name is Jesus. We're going to talk about his life for a little while and the importance of why Jesus gives us a choice. Life's about choices. How many know life's about choices? Some of you chose to be here today, and some of you have chose to watch online, and some people have chosen to go on holiday. Life's about choices. If you look at the life of Jesus and you study from what we call the Bible, I'm talking here because some of you might not know what I'm saying today. I'm going to try and explain it in ways that might be helpful. As you read this book, you'll be introduced to a man called Jesus. Jesus was quite a radical man. Jesus said some very radical things. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen God. He said, God and I are one. We're like this. The religious leaders of the day hated Jesus. They did not like what he said. However, if you study the Bible, you will find they knew exactly who Jesus was. They just chose to reject him. They made a choice not to accept him because they were jealous of him. Because when Jesus went through the crowds, he healed the sick. He made the people well. He told them stories and explained who God was without putting any religious law upon them. And they were jealous. So they knew who he was, but they hated him for it, and their plan was to kill him. Jesus made an outrageous claim. He said, I'm going to die, and in 3 days, my Father is going to raise me from heaven. I hadn't done that for anybody else. So Jesus makes these quite blatant, ridiculous claims for some people to listen to. And so either Jesus must have been one of two things. He never gave a choice. Jesus was either a madman, he was a liar, he deceived people, or he was who he said he was. And today I'm asking you to make a choice. Do you believe who he said he was, or do you believe he wasn't? Life is about choices. So today, I'm just going to grab the cross here. And very Christian symbolic cross. And we're just going to talk about the cross for a minute and what that means. I've been needing you to be ready. Thank you. So, do you think if Jesus was a liar or a madman, that God in heaven would raise him from the dead? If Jesus deceived so many people, if Jesus fooled so many people, do you think God the Father would raise him from the dead if he was a liar or a deceiver? So we're going to look at some facts. The fact is that the tomb was empty. We've read it. So that tells me, and you can make your choice, he wasn't in the grave anymore. Jesus, before he went to the cross, was taken by cruel soldiers. soldiers that knew how to inflict pain on people, that knew how to kill people, and they enjoyed it. Let me tell you, they enjoyed doing that job. That's why they had it. They were not nice people. Beforehand, Jesus was whipped with a handle, about this long, and at the end of each handle, or at the end of the handle, was 12 strips of leather. And at the end of the leather was metal, and there was glass. And he was whipped 39 times. That means on his body, if you're good at maths, that's 468 times his flesh was ripped open. He bled. It was not a nice scene. Not something that actually any of us would want to witness and be part of. So Jesus does that. He then takes his cross. He walks through Jerusalem. He walks up to a place where they crucify him. They nail his hands and his feet on a cross. The cross was a most horrific way to die. The Romans enjoyed crucifying. They crucified children as well at times. But why was it different for Jesus? Why was this crucifixion different to Jesus and any other person that was crucified? Surely Jesus just like them, apart from the fact he'd been flogged when most people died. Well, let's talk about the cross for a minute. So Jesus is taking his put on the cross. Let's go through his journey. Some people believe that actually when Jesus was on the cross, because of the blood loss, because he lost so much blood, he actually fainted on the cross. He didn't actually die. They teach that actually when he was taken away, that even the soldiers thought he was dead, but he wasn't. They carried him, they put him in a cold tomb. And in the cold tomb, he revived. He came to, and then he moved back a big stone, and he fought the soldiers, and he ran off. This is why that can't be true. The soldiers that crucify people, if they let anybody off the cross that's not dead, they will be put to death. They know when someone's dead. They put a spear in his side, the water came out of his side, and the blood. They knew what a dead person looked like. There's no way they were going to let him off because they would die themselves. So this swoon theory really doesn't hold any water. So did Jesus die or not on the cross? Is the question. Some people say, well, does Jesus exist? Did he ever exist? Was he just a name in a book? Do you know there's more evidence for Jesus Christ being alive than Julius Caesar? Who believes Julius Caesar was alive? There's so much more evidence, historical evidence, that Jesus lived. So let's look at the cross and the purpose of the cross and why this is so important for us to make a choice today. Because if this is true, this is the biggest decision you will ever make in your life. You'll never make a greater decision. So Jesus on the cross, you remember there were two men either side of the cross. I don't know which side they were on. But the one on the one side mocked Jesus and said, if you are the Christ, come down off the cross. Come on, show us. Prove it. Show me. And he mocked him. The other man looked at Jesus, saw something about him, and he made a choice. And he said this. When we die today, will you remember me? Will you remember me and let me into your kingdom that you talked about? And Jesus made this promise, today you'll be with me. One chose not to accept Jesus, one chose to accept him. So Jesus on the cross, and why did Jesus have to die on the cross? Apart from the pain of this terrible suffering that none of us could face. I couldn't, you might think you can. I'll tell you what, many of us would run away if we got the option. Jesus never did. He knew what was laying ahead. The purpose of the cross was that Jesus, who was without sin, the Bible says he was sinless, became sin for us. When he came to the cross, he died on the cross, and all our sins, your sin, my sin, the sins of the whole world, the sins of all gone past and the sins that will happen in the future, were all, can we borrow that piece of paper, young lady? Want to stand up here for me? What does that say? Can you read this, everybody? Paid in full. Can we celebrate that to the cross? When Jesus died on the cross and our sins were placed on the cross, our sins were paid in full. Can you say paid in full?
Paid in full.
That means you and I couldn't pay it. Even if he could do anything in this world, we couldn't pay it, but Jesus paid it in full. And this is the good news. All our sin is transferred to Jesus, and all his goodness is transferred to us. That's a good deal. You don't get that anywhere. You won't get that at the bookies. You won't get that anywhere, that everybody will take all your badness and give you good. That's what Jesus did. The whole of the sins were placed upon him. And Jesus, who was without sin, became sin. Now, you and I know when we do something wrong, we feel bad, don't we? I'm sure, Mark, when you were doing some of those things, and when you were addicted to stuff, you felt bad. Felt bad inside. And we do. But Jesus never sinned, and he had that abhorrent sin put upon him. Imagine how much Jesus must have felt. So he takes on the sins of the world. He pays for our sins, yours and my sins. I need you now, Marcus, to come help me. Not only that, he has to do it alone. All his friends, what do? They deny him. They run away. They leave him. We'll put it up in a minute, just hold. Yeah. For the first time ever in eternity past, Jesus is on his own. For the first time ever, God the Father, God the Son are separated. Why are they separated? Because of sin. And God the Father cannot look upon the sin, because God the Father hates sin. So not only does Jesus have the pain of the cross, not only does he feel sin, but now he has to do it alone. And if that's not enough, there's another part. There's a fourth part that makes it even worse for Jesus. And this is something that we perhaps don't talk enough about, but we need to, is that if we sin, there's a consequence of sin, there's a penalty of sin, and the Bible tells us that's death. And because we sin and do things wrong, the punishment of that is death. But Jesus made it possible for us to live eternal life. And the anger that God would have directed at you and me, if we stood before him today without knowing Jesus, we'd be in big trouble. But it says the wrath of God came upon Jesus. The anger of God, God's anger, for that everyone's sin and the whole world came upon Jesus. And Jesus had to carry that too. It's not enough for the pain of the cross. It's not enough to be alone. It's not enough for the sin. But the anger of the Father for you and me. And he did that because he loved us. Isn't that good news, church? He loves you just as you are. So the first thing on our cross, let's have this word. And then you two ladies, could you come up as well? What's that word? Can anybody read that? Can you say it a bit louder? Forgiveness of sins. So you can be forgiven of your sin. Thank you, young man. Sophie, what's the next one? You need some sellotape. I've got to be quick because everybody wants to see you being dunked. You want to show this word? What's this word here? You read that word?
Restoration.
What's the camera? Restoration. It means because of what Jesus did on the cross, we can have be restored into a relationship with God the Father. You can know God personally. He's not out there. Whoa. He's actually here. Right now. He can live in your life. You can have a restored relationship. An up relationship with God will change your life forever. And I love this. This is out of this world that we can have. Come and look at these words. Stand up here. That's it. That's it. What does this word say? Eternal life. Thank you. So, let's put that on the cross. So Jesus has paid it all. He's paid in full. So you can be forgiven of your sins. You can have a hope and a future. You can be restored to a relationship with the living God. That's why Jesus came, so you can know him. He's not a far off, he's a close God. And you can receive eternal life. But where you spend eternity is about choice. Jesus said to one man only, today you'll be with me in paradise. The one that chose to follow him. So what am I saying just before we move on quickly? My friend Jesus is the answer to your life. If you don't have an answer, if you don't know him, I want to beg you today, seriously, don't leave without thinking about Jesus. Some people say, well, you know what? I give my life to Jesus when I'm older. Next year. Tomorrow. How many of us know people through COVID that didn't live to tomorrow? They're not sitting with us. None of us are guaranteed, are we, tomorrow? The Bible says today is the day of salvation. The day is the day we meet to make our choice. I want to encourage you today, make your choice, choose wisely. Choose where you're going to spend eternity in your life. At the end of the service, Emmanuel, who's the assistant minister, or missional minister here, will explain to you how we can connect with you. But before, as the musicians come up, before we play the next song and get people ready, I am going to give you the opportunity just to respond if you want to right now. You can respond later if you wish. And there is people online, people watching us. There's quite a lot of people watching us today online. And there's people that can connect with you. You can pray with them and hit the prayer button and they'll pray with you. But would you just close your eyes just for a minute? In this room, if there's anybody that wants to give their life to Jesus and not leave this place to make a choice, would you just put your hand up? It's just me watching. It's your opportunity today to do that. You have this opportunity to do that today. You will not make a better choice in your life. If you're at home and you're doing that, please connect with people. So Emmanuel will explain to you a bit later on, those of you that have responded, how to do that. Okay, thank you so much for listening. It's good to see Ben and Vicky. Have you got the baby? Awake or asleep? Okay. We are so pleased for you. Congratulations on birth of your little girl. Little girl. Right. Okay, just actually before we do a worship song, we're going to pray. We are going to pray. We're running over a bit of time, but we're going to pray for anybody that's sick. If you need God just to pray, touch your body at the moment, if you want us to do that, we're going to pray for a family that lost their 5-year-old little girl this week. We believe in prayer and we pray for those people and people that go through desperate situations. But if you need prayer for anything, would you just place your hands up and I'll just pray for you from here. Okay. Anybody else? Okay, David. Can you keep your hand up so I can just see? Great, 2 ladies there. Okay. Right, quite a few ladies. That's quite a few need some prayer. So I'm going to pray. Jane, are you in the room? Jane, come and stand here and you just raise your hands. We believe here that God answers prayer. I wasn't necessarily sure whether we're going to do that today, but we're going to do that now. So why don't you join with me in prayer? If you need a touch from God today, just receive from him. Maybe put your hands out to receive, and then we'll ask God just to touch you. Father, first of all, we want to pray for Simona and Neil and the loss of their little 5-year-old girl. Lord, we pray you would comfort them today. You would surround them with your love. Lord, you would help them at this most difficult time. Lord, you never promised life's going to be easy, but you promised to be with us always. And we ask, Lord, that you will just minister to them right now and help them in all their need. Pray for Andrew, who's lost his wife also this week, passed away. Pray for Albert in hospital, been taken into hospital. Don't know if Martin's in the room. Is Martin in the room? Okay, pray for Martin, who was taken into hospital this week. Father, we ask you to have mercy upon them and to heal their bodies. And Lord, for those in the room that need a touch from you, we ask that for the mighty name of Jesus just to come. The presence of the living God, the Holy Spirit, just to come to every person that's sick. And we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, the powerful name of Jesus, be healed, be well. Be well in Jesus' name. May you know the power and the presence of God. Be well in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Hopefully you'll be able to watch on the screens what's happening today. Hopefully you will enjoy what we can do. So we can have Abigail first. Where's Abigail? Oh, we won't have Abigail first. We're going to sing that again 3 times until she comes. There's some seats down here, ladies. You can sit down here. Come sit at the front, you're fine. Okay, so we'll do Marcus next. We'll wait for Abigail. Okay. So, who's praying for Marcus? Okay, can you come up, Anne? I'm just going to stand up there. Oh, sorry, no, Marcus. You're standing there, I'm baptising you, aren't I? Who's praying for? You're praying. Okay, you need a microphone. You need a microphone. Thank you. Stand there.
Right. Can I pray now? Mm. Oh, this is a prayer that Mark's brother, Matthew, sent from Australia. And I'm honoured to pray it. It was Matthew, wasn't it, Mark? Got that right.
Matthew and Bexy.
Yeah. Lord, we want to thank you for this great man of God. We thank you for the amazing transformation we have all seen in his life and the clarity you have given him. We pray that you will continue to be the focus in his life. And we thank you for all the amazing people you have put around him. This public commitment to give his life to you today is such a special moment in his life. And I just pray that you will pour out your blessings on Mark. I know you've got big plans for this man. And I just want to thank you for coming into his life. Amen.
Amen. So we get you in the water first, young man. I was here at 5 o'clock this morning filling this up, so she'll be still hopefully warm. That's good. Let's listen to your scriptures that's been read.
Mark. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger. Turn from wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land.
Okay. So, Mark, on your confession of faith, as Jesus Christ is your personal Saviour and your Lord, his Lord. We now baptise you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Abby, it's your turn. You're coming up for Abby, aren't you?
Hello, that's better. I'm privileged to have known Abigail since her birth and to have watched her life thus far. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you that you knew Abigail before she was born. Thank you that your purpose has been at work within her life. Thank you for the family that she was born into, who have been such an influence of godliness towards her. But thank you, Lord, that she has within her birthed her own faith, that you have set that fire alight within her own heart, and she stands here as her own person, choosing to follow you. Choosing to identify with you into your death and burial and resurrection. And what a glorious day to be raised from the dead as we remember the resurrection of our Lord and Saviour. Thank you that Abigail doesn't have to stay in this watery tomb for 3 days, but that she enters it and rises into her new life in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
At least it's not like in Kenya when I baptise people in the river. It's nice and brown, and you have to get up river with a spear to make sure there's no creatures coming down. At least it's nice and safe, isn't it? Baptism is about, why do we get baptised like this? Going down in the water, you're asking, why do we do it this way? We use the full baptism, which comes from the Greek baptizo. It means full immersion. And going down in the water represents us dying to our old life. So why we go under the water and fully submerge is we want to surrender our old life to Jesus. And when we come up, it's that we're saying, Jesus, we want you to be Lord of our life. We're not perfect, but we want you to be at the centre of it. So this is why we baptise in this way. So we've got scripture for you.
Abigail, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. Always do your best as one working for the Lord, not for a human master. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, you will serve.
Abigail, which means Father's joy. Is she your joy? Good. She's also God's joy. Yeah. Very proud of you, Abigail. Very proud. He's proud of you too. Abigail, on your confession of faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Saviour and Lord, Abigail, we now baptise you in the name of the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit. Hey. Sophie Souter. Who's praying for Sophie? Is that you, Josh? And Chantal, great to see you, Chantal. Chantal's been poorly for a long time, this young lady. She was our youth worker, started on the 1st of October, got COVID on the 2nd of October, and had long COVID. So, pray for her. You're going to pray it back? Yeah. And she's made it today, which is great.
So if just one day before, I pray, it's an honour and blessing to know you, okay? And you're a real blessing to our family here at Oasis, all right? We really love you, okay? Yeah, Father God, so just to echo that, Lord, I just want to say thank you for Sophie. Lord, I thank you that she's so important to you and equally very important to us as well. But Lord, as she gets baptised today, Lord, we pray as she moves forward in her life that she won't have to look back, but she will look forward to the future ahead of her, Lord, and the important plans that you have for her, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray against any guilt or shame or anything of the past. And Lord, we pray as she comes through from that water, Lord Jesus, that there will be a refreshing in her spirit, Lord, a longing for you and a loving for you. And she'll be so passionate for you, Lord. So Lord, I just want to echo and just say thank you for Sophie again. And Lord, I just pray as she moves forward that there'll be that transformation in her life that we've already seen, but you'll continue to work in her. In your wonderful and precious name. Amen.
It's been an absolute privilege and honour to see your journey from the very beginning, and you make me cry. I can't thank God enough that I'm able to be here today. Father, I just thank you for Sophie. I thank you for her heart. I thank you for her tenacity, the way that she goes after you with everything she has, God. The way that doesn't matter what it costs, Father, she will go out of her way. She just wants more of you. I thank you for that desire and that hunger and that fire that you have put inside her, Father. And I just ask that you would allow that to grow and ignite. Lord, I pray that she would put you first every day of her life, Father. I pray that she would know that she knows that she knows that she is loved unconditionally, that there is nothing that can separate her from your love, Father. I thank you, Father, for the plans and the purpose that you have for her life, and I am so excited to see how that's going to play out. I'm so excited to see what you have in store for her. Father, I pray that her roots would grow down deep into the soil of your love, Father, and that she would know the height, the depth, the width, and the breadth of your love for her, Father, every day of her life, that she would walk with you and put you first. I declare, Father, that as she goes under the water and as she comes out, Father, we declare that the old has gone and the new has come, and all that she's going to walk in with you every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
If I'm on. Let's just raise our hands towards Chantal from where you are. Chantal's been really unwell. You can sit in that seat if you need to sit there, Chantal. Have a seat in the pastor's seat. I know you want the job. Father, we just pray over Antoinette's her real name. Antoinette. Father, we come to the very throne of grace today. To the God of heaven who heals. Father, we believe in miracles. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And today, Lord, we're praying for a miracle for Antoinette. We pray, Lord, that she'll be well in Jesus' name, that from this day forward, things will come to an end, and she'll be well and be set free. Lord, may her body be well now in Jesus' name. Lord, we command your blessing and your healing. We take authority over that sickness in the mighty and powerful and wonderful name of Jesus, and name above every other name, and we declare healing in your life, Antoinette. Be well in Jesus' name. Be well. We love you too. And we're so glad you're on our journey. Okay.
For this reason, Sophie, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. For the Spirit of God gave us not a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about the Lord. Rather, join with us in standing for the gospel by the power of our God. Amen.
Sophie, on your confession of faith as Jesus Christ as your Saviour and your Lord, we now baptise you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The first shall be last, the last shall be first. Are you coming up as well? Coming up if you're going to do something, that's great.
Well, it is my privilege to be here today. I knew Elaine before she became a Christian. She was volunteering at the Woodrow shop. And Elaine has shared today how she found Jesus. But do you know what? Jesus was chasing after her for a long time before she came to know him. And anybody who knows Elaine now will know that she has an anointing of the Holy Spirit, which is far above the average person. If you ever need prayer, ask Elaine to pray for you. Lord, I just thank you for this wonderful day, the day that we celebrate that you rose from the dead, that you were victorious over sin and death. And I just praise you that as Elaine goes through the waters of baptism today, you have nailed her shame to the cross. You have nailed any sense of disgrace to the cross. You have taken away her sin. And as she comes out of the water today, we celebrate that victory in you, Lord Jesus, that you have won the battle over death, over sin, over all those negative feelings that we have, our sicknesses, our diseases. praise you, Jesus, for what you have done for us. And Lord, I just ask that you would continue to bless Elaine. Lord, the spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon her. We can see that. And Lord, send her out to speak your good news to others and to bind up the brokenhearted. Use that Holy Spirit power to minister to others and draw them to yourself. We pray this in Jesus' name today. Amen.
Amen.
I've written a poem for you. It's an acrostic poem. So, E is for someone we very much adore, and also for someone whose heart is so pure. L is for lovely, and a woman who's always so kind and never leaves anyone behind. A is for amazing, for giving and not taking. I is for inspiring when things are rough and tiring. N is for natural and someone who's so very special. E is for someone who's very eager and always happy and smiley whenever we see her. I just want to say thank you for everything you've done for me and other people. You've such a kind heart. We all love you to bits.
Like this scripture, yeah.
Elaine, word of the Lord is, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, Elaine, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Finally, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, then think about such things, and the God of peace will walk with you.
I first met Elaine when she worked in the shop at Woodrow, and then when she was carrying Freya, this little baby over here. Frey was born with some heart problems, and she hadn't given her life to Jesus then, and we prayed as a church. And that little girl is here, and her heart is not wasn't 100%. We're praying it is, but it's so much better, and we're going to continue to pray for that. You know, God has plans for us in our lives. He leads us to a point where we'll accept him. And Elaine, you've made that choice. We've heard that today, and it's our privilege now to baptise you. Elaine, on your confession of faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Saviour and Lord, we now baptise you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Oh, she's doing the breaststroke there. Proud of you all, guys. You're back already, Abigail. Aren't we proud of them? I can't maybe all hear, but let's give them another round of applause. We love to worship Jesus here. We're going to have a couple of worship songs. Emmanuel's going to finish the service, and then afterwards there is teas and coffees in the end. But we've got we've also got something else that's a surprise today for children. So we're going to do that after the second song, the last song. Is that okay? We do take tithes and offerings here for people that support the church. If you're visiting, we do not want you to put anything in. Even if you'd like to, we don't want you to. We want you to treat yourself and your family. If you're part of the church here, then you can give. Dave, you can sort that out. You can be in charge today. Okay, so we'll stand and we'll take our next song. This is only for people that love the Lord Jesus and serve the Lord Jesus here. So be blessed, and just join you with our next worship songs. We'll finish afterwards, and then we'll be refreshments in the other room, which we'd love you to stay. You can bring them back here afterwards as well. Thank you.
The sound. has saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah.
Christ is risen from the grave. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave.
Sinner now a saint, for the God who died came back to life, and everything has changed.
The Hallelujah. The life is worth living because Jesus lived. Hallelujah. Who believes that? I believe it. Oh, wonderful. Look at these hands. Please take your seat. Well, many things has been happening here today. Wonderful, wonderful. We heard about some wonderful testimonies. In fact, every single one of them was amazing. Yeah, every single one of them. I remember one, just one line or just few words from somebody. She said, I know, or all I know is that I want to know him. Wow. All I know is that I want to know him. Now that I am in him, all I know is that I want to know him. Wonderful. Jesus. Hallelujah. How can it be that I am in him already and all I know is that I want to know him. I want to know him more. Because what I am experiencing in him is so wonderful that I want to go deeper. That is her testimony. What about you? What about you? Now, I want to give you the opportunity, if you're here, right here, right now, and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And if you are online watching this, and everything you've seen here today looks bizarre or confusing to you, but something is happening in your body right now, and even here. In fact, I know that something is happening to you right now. You are feeling like some tingling things, or your heart is pumping like racing inside of you. Jesus is knocking on your door right now. And I want to give you the opportunity to say yes to him. To do the same thing that these brother and sisters has just done. And to experience his amazing love. So if you are here and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, I just want to invite you to pray this prayer with me. You will just repeat after me. Repeat after me. You don't have to say it out loud. You can do that. But you can say it into your heart. In your heart. But repeat this prayer after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus. Even online, you can say this. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sin. Please forgive me. Now come into my heart, come into my life. Today I receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my life. Please help me live for you the rest of my life. In your name I pray. Amen. What a wonderful prayer. Hallelujah. Now, if you're here online, you just pray that prayer and you want to be serious about following Jesus, we've got people hosting now. You can connect with them. You can chat with them. They will lead you to what you need to do. We want to connect with you. And in this place, we want to connect with you. I personally want to connect with you. So if you make that, you pray that prayer for the first time and you want to be serious with following Jesus, I don't want to embarrass you, but I just want you to raise your hand. Just raise your hand. If you pray that prayer for the first time, thank you. There's one hand here. Just raise your hand if you want to receive Jesus now as your personal Savior and Lord. You see what happened here today. You want to experience that. Raise your hand. I know there is more. There is at least one more. Raise your hand. Jesus is knocking on your door. You're feeling some tingling, some sensation. This happened to me many years ago. And I was feeling that cold. Very cold, in fact. But I had to do that walk. Walk all the way from the back and respond to that calling. And my life has been transformed for the better. Wonderful, wonderful. So if you are here, I don't want you to miss that moment. Raise your hand. I just want to pray with you. Now, for the hands that is up and you online connecting with us, I just want to pray with you. And after the service, I want to connect with you. A member of our team will be right outside there. I'll be there. I want to talk to you. Even if you have not, you don't feel like you want to come now, but you can still talk to us afterward. We would lead you. We want to help you in your journey. Let me pray for you. Father, we want to bless you for these wonderful people that are responding to your calling today. Jesus, we pray, transform, fill, and fill their life with your resurrection power. May they know and experience your love beyond all measure. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if you're visiting us today for the first time, we want to connect you with you as well. So how can you connect with us? Very, very simple. We want you to come and experience our services here. We're here every Sunday from 10:30. Wonderful. Who loved this atmosphere this morning? Wow. I just love it. Joy. Dancing that is in Jesus. So connect with us. We've got our Facebook page that you can connect with us. At the moment, we are running the Alpha course. We know that we progress a little bit, but if you want to know more about Jesus, you want to enroll yourself into Alpha course, I would love to speak to you. You can do that. On Tuesday, 19th, at 7 o'clock, we're having Christmas. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. It's all about Jesus, isn't it? Christmas, Easter, hallelujah. Wow. So we're having our Easter celebration meal at Bronze Grove with the Bronze Grove Outreach. So if you want to come and support the work over there, you want to be part of it, please speak to one of us. Speak to me at the end. See Pastor Robin at the end, and you can come. We would like you to come. Amen. I also want to say this before we go, or before I go. Please continue praying for our brothers and sisters that has just been baptized today. We continue praying for them. We want God to take them deep. Deep. We want God to keep them. We want God to bless them. So let's keep praying for them. Amen. God bless you.